Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep into Ableton Live 12 and building a swing heavy drum edit from scratch for jungle and old school drum and bass vibes, not the clean, gridlocked modern thing. We're after that loose, human, break-driven energy that feels like it's breathing, leaning, and pushing forward all at once. Now, because this is the advanced version, I'm assuming you already know your way around Live, slicing audio, MIDI editing, and arrangement view. So we're not going to waste time on basics. We're going straight for the good stuff, chopping a break, pulling swing out of it, shaping micro timing, and making the whole thing feel like a real drummer went in and played a dangerous set in the jungle. The goal here is not just to add swing. Anybody can slap a swing setting on a loop. The real move is to preserve the personality of the break while reshaping it into something that feels custom, nasty, and ready for a proper DNB arrangement. So let's start at the source. Pick a break with character. You want clear kick and snare transients, some ghost notes, and ideally a little room tone or grime in the sample. Amen style breaks, think style breaks, dusty funk loops, even old soul or hip-hop breaks can work really well if they've got movement. The point is that the break should already feel alive before you touch it. If the source is stiff, you'll spend forever trying to fake a vibe that isn't there. Drop the break into an audio track and set your project somewhere in the 160 to 174 BPM range. For jungle and old-school DNB, that's the sweet zone. Warp the clip so the downbeat is lined up, but don't overcorrect it. This is important. You do not want to flatten every tiny timing nuance to the grid. Some of the magic is in the imperfections. A slightly late snare, a messy hat cluster, a tiny push in the kick pattern, that's the kind of thing that makes the groove feel human and old school. Now you've got a choice. You can keep working in audio, or you can slice the break to MIDI for more control. For this lesson, I want you to use Slice to New MIDI Track. That gives you total freedom to resequence the hits, layer extra notes, and build a custom groove from the break instead of just looping it. So right-click the audio clip, choose Slice to New MIDI Track, and slice by transients. Once Ableton builds the drum rack, you've got each hit mapped across your pads and the edit becomes a playground. This is where the fun starts. Now we're going to build a two-bar skeleton. Keep it simple at first. Don't overload it. A lot of people make the mistake of filling every 16th note right away, but old-school jungle is about balance. Bass matters. Contrast matters. The break needs room to breathe. Start with your anchors. Put a kick on the downbeat, or slightly ahead of it if you want a little push. Place the main snare on 2 and 4, or at least on the core backbeat points that define the phrase. Then add ghost notes around those anchors. Think light snare taps, little break fragments, quick pickups into the downbeat. Use the 1/16 grid for the main pattern and switch to 1/32 when you want to place tiny details or drags. At this stage, think like a drummer, not like a programmer. A drummer doesn't hit everything at the same velocity, and neither should you. The main snare should be the anchor, loud and clear. Ghost snares should sit way lower. Kicks should vary depending on whether they're driving the phrase or just supporting it. Hats and little percussion hits should dance around the main pulse, not sit at identical levels like cloned robots. A really useful way to think about jungle swing is this. Don't swing everything equally. That's where a lot of loops go wrong. If every note gets the same treatment, the groove gets floppy or cartoonish. Instead, keep the main snare hits pretty solid and swing the detail notes more aggressively. That means offbeat hats, ghost notes, and selected percussion hits can lean late, while the core backbeat stays strong and reliable. Ableton's groove pool is perfect for this. If the original break has a feel you like, extract or drag that groove into the pool and apply it to your MIDI pattern. Experiment with timing around 55 to 65%, velocity around 10 to 25%, and a little random if needed, but not too much. For this style, I usually want the groove to influence the edges of the pattern more than the whole thing. The main snare should still hit like a brick. And here's a pro move, apply groove selectively. Keep the core kick and snare anchors tight, and let the ghost notes, hats, and little pickups absorb more of the swing. That gives you a much more believable jungle feel than just quantizing the entire loop with a swing preset. If you want the edit to sound like a human performance, micro timing is where the personality comes alive. Nudge some notes a few milliseconds early or late. Push certain kick pickups forward a touch for urgency. Let a ghost note sit just behind the beat for that lopsided swagger. A few milliseconds can completely change the emotional feel of the groove. Early hits create drive and tension. Late hits create weight and pocket. Jungle often needs both at the same time. Now shape the velocities carefully. This is where the edit stops sounding like a pattern and starts sounding like a player. Make the main snare the loudest event. Lower the ghost snares significantly. Don't leave repeated hats at the same velocity, alternate them. Let some kick accents stand out more than others. You can even create phrase movement by making bar 2 slightly more intense than bar 1, then letting the final part of bar 2 build toward the next section. That kind of dynamic shaping is a huge part of old-school DNB energy. One thing I really want you to remember here, treat the break like a performance, not a loop. The best edits feel like somebody is playing the break live, even if every note was programmed by hand. That means accents should breathe, repeated hits should evolve slightly, and fills should feel intentional. If you overcorrect everything, you erase the magic. Once the main pattern is working, start layering. Classic jungle drums are often bigger than they seem, because the break is supported by reinforcement. So keep your break as the main identity, but add a clean snare layer on 2 and 4 if the original snare needs more crack. You can also reinforce select kicks with a short, mono kick layer or subby kick. If needed, add a hat or percussion layer for extra motion. The trick is not to replace the break, but to support it so the groove stays clear when heavy bassline comes in. Now route the drums to a group and process the drum bus. Keep it musical. First, use EQA to clean up anything unnecessary down below, especially sub-rumble that doesn't belong in the drums. Then try drum bus for a bit of drive and crunch, but don't overdo the boom or you can make the break feel floppy. After that, saturator with soft clip-on can add a nice bit of controlled aggression. Glue compressor can hold the group together, but go easy with it. You want glue, not smash to dust pumping unless that's the exact vibe. And utility is great for checking mono compatibility and tightening the low end. If you want a darker edge, a subtle touch of roar can add mid-range bite and controlled distortion. Just remember, with old-school DNB, texture is great, but groove always comes first. Now let's talk arrangement, because a jungle edit can't just loop endlessly and expect to stay exciting. DNB thrives on motion. Every 2 to 4 bars, something should change. Maybe you drop the first kick in bar 4. Maybe you add a quick snare flam before the phrase turns over. Maybe you mute a hat for 1 bar so the next hit feels bigger. Maybe you reverse a tiny slice into a transition. These are small moves, but they matter a lot. A great way to work is to make a strong 2-bar loop, duplicate it across 16 or 32 bars, and then edit each 4-bar phrase with 1 small variation. That might sound subtle, but in this style it creates constant forward motion without overcrowding the mix. And if you want a classic tension moment, strip the drums back for 0.5 bar before the next section hits. Let the groove breathe, then bring the full edit back in on the downbeat. That kind of contrast is pure jungle. Another advanced idea is to make your drums behave in lanes. For example, kicks can lean slightly early for push, snares can stay mostly stable, ghost notes can sit a little late for bounce, and hats can alternate early and late to create shimmer. That's a more intentional way to build swing than randomly nudging notes around. It makes the groove feel designed instead of accidental. You can also work with call and response. If bar 1 has a louder hat or ghost hit, let bar 2 answer with a softer version or a slightly different accent. This kind of mirrored movement makes the loop feel alive without needing to rewrite the whole pattern. And for phrase endings, try creating a drag into the next bar with a late ghost note, a quick pickup, or a tiny repeated slice. That dragging pull is a classic jungle move and it's especially effective right before a drop or phrase change. A few things to avoid. Don't overswing every note. Don't quantize so hard that the break loses its character. Don't chop every transient into oblivion, because you'll erase the identity of the sample. Don't ignore velocities, because flat dynamics make everything feel fake. And don't overprocess the drum bus so much that you crush the movement out of the loop. Also, always leave space for the bass. In DNB, the drums and bass are in conversation. If the drums are too crowded, the sub and res have nowhere to live. If you want the darker, heavier side of the genre, lean into contrast. Make some bars sparse and some bars dense. Leave a kick out. Let a ghost cluster carry the momentum. Add grit in the mid-range, not just low-end weight. A little distortion around the 1 to 4 kHz area can help the drums cut through thick bass lines without turning everything muddy. And if the whole thing feels too clean, a tiny room ambience or vinyl-style texture can glue the break together in a really nice way. Here's a solid practice move. Build a 4-bar jungle edit from 1 break. In bar 1, keep it simple and establish the groove. In bar 2, add 1 extra chopped hit and maybe increase the velocity on a ghost note. In bar 3, remove 1 element and shift a percussion hit a few milliseconds late. In bar 4, A fill or snare drags so the loop wants to roll back into bar 1. If it feels like a real performance when it loops, you're on the right path. And if you want to push yourself further, make 3 versions of the same edit. 1 loose and dusty, 1 tight and punchy, and 1 dark and aggressive. Keep the same source break, keep the core snare placement recognizable, but change timing details, arrangement touches, and processing. Print them to audio and compare them. Ask yourself which one feels most like a real player, which one cuts through best, and which one would sit hardest under a rolling bassline.